Go ahead, man. Because you had a question since yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you're the guy that called Teddy Bridgewater, two-minute Teddy. How do you feel about his progress on leading comebacks in the fourth quarter?
Oh, man, he's been, you know, very impressive, you know. Like I say, two-minute Teddy, you know, that's, I feel like his game has stepped up, you know, a lot, you know, and watch him in college, you know, and send him, you know, translate it over to NFL, you know, and, you know, 2 minutes, just feel like that's his best game, you know. He's just out there, you know, doing what he really want to do, you know, just going out there and just playing ball.
You know, the Bears obviously are going to be angry after their last game, but when you break down the film and you see the difficulties they've had against the pass, does that kind of make you salivate and think of maybe if they continue to play the way, what you could do?
You know, that's not our focus to worry about that. You know, we know they've been struggling these last couple of weeks, but, you know, they got great players on their team, you know, Jerry Allen over there, you know, from us, and, you know, playing with him every day, you know, so we know what those guys can do. You know, that's, you know, we need to focus on them, like, you know, they're number one defense in the NFL, you know. They're in the NFL for a reason, you know, and you can't take no one light. So, you know, we just got to go in and focus on the things we got to do and improve on.
Do you think a team is more dangerous when someone like Ditka calls them out, says they have no pride? Do you think that can fire up a defense?
Oh, of course, man. You know, their defense, that's a good defense. You know, they've just been struggling, you know, these last 2 weeks or whatever. So, you know, like I say, our main goal is, you know, just go out and do us, you know, put points on the board, you know, to help our defense out, you know, go get our first win over there in Chicago in 9 years. So, you know, we just got to be ready for them. We know they're going to, you know, get everything they got. You know, we're going to play balls out like we should play.
Is Coach emphasizing that you haven't won there in 9 years? Or did you look it up yourself, or what's the deal?
No, that's just something I know. You know, I have a good history of knowing things a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just something I know. Coach ain't said anything about that.
So does that irritate you? I mean, you guys had a tough loss there last year, so you guys are really championed the bit to win in Chicago, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of frustrating, but like I say, it's been 9 years, so we need to go out and just play our game, you know, just expect to win and just go out and get the win.
Oh,
you know, it's been a struggle for me these couple weeks, you know, on the kickoff return, you know, and I've been seeing the scenes there, you know, I've been, you know, taking some out, you know, I should have took a knee, you know, and just things like that, you know, just gotta not do things like that, you know, and this week, you know, we have a great game plan in like we always do, and, you know, this week, you know, I had one last year on them. They feel so. This year, you know, if he kicked me the ball, you know, I hope I just, you know, just take one to the house.
What has been missing with that kick return unit?
I don't know. You know, we made a lot of changes, you know, over the year. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they got cut and went somewhere else. And, you know, we just ain't find that rhythm yet. You know, that's what we've been struggling with. You know, that's something we're still trying to find, you know. And, you know, this week is the week. You know, it's a division game. And, you know, this is the next best game because it's the only game. And so we just got to focus in on us and just finish, man.
What do you remember about that kick return last year? That was one of the early big throws of your NFL career.
Oh, you know, I remember just catching it. You know, I almost took a knee back there. You know, I had to squat and catch it. You know, it was a little rainy out, and, you know, those 10 guys in front of me, you know, I couldn't do it without those guys, man, the blocking they be doing, you know, each week, and, you know, just trying to set me up with the holes. And, you know, this week, you know, I hope they do the same thing for me and just try to get in the zone.
Did that play make you kind of say, you know, hey, things are going to be all right for me in the NFL?
Nah, man, you know, I'm a guy with a lot of confidence, and I always feel like things are going to be all right for me, you know. So, you know, that's just how my game is.
Were you completely healthy going in those bye? Were you still bothered by it?
Oh, no, I'm all good, man. And I feel like I'm 100% right now, but you never know.
Even going into the bye, were you that way?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man.
Having Kyle Rudolph perhaps back, another weapon out there, you think that might help you with teams key on you less, just yet an additional weapon?
Oh, of course. You know, it's always good to have, you know, one of the best tight ends in the league back. And, you know, I hope he's 100%. So he's been practicing, you know, each day. And, you know, to have him out there, you know, it's a blessing. So, you know, see what he can do. You know, he done missed a couple of games. And, you know, just happy to have him back out here.
But, I mean, help maybe open things up for you a little bit. I know you're still hoping to maybe catch a few more balls, are you?
You never know what's going to open up for me, man. You know, we don't know what we're missing. You know, I just got to get open, you know. Not just bringing one guy back, you know, might help things for me. You know, I just got to, you know, just find myself and just to get open and just to help Teddy out.
With a chance to even up your record, too, what does it say? What do you feel about this locker room that after everything that has happened to this team, to say if we come out Chicago with a win, we're 5-5?
Yeah, you know, it's good. You know, we feel like our record should be better than it is right now. So, you know, we all have a chip on our shoulder, you know, to get a better record. So, if we get this win, you know, that's five games we had last year. So, we tie that up. So, it always would be good. So, just go in. You know, we just got to play balls out, man. Just play ball and just try to get a win.
Did you make it back to your junior college during the bye?
Oh, yeah, I did, man. It was, you know, every time in my jersey, you know, last weekend, you know, it was a great experience, man. Probably one of the experiences I would never forget in my life, you know, just, you know, see all those people, man, you know. Shout out to, you know, my community college, man, for having me out there and all the great people I got to see again.
You guys just jumped right into winter. I know you've been practicing indoor, but looking forward to get outdoor to kind of get ready?
I'm really not. And you know, I hope we always practice inside. And I've seen Coach trying to heat the fields up early, trying to get us outside. But, you know, the guys been talking around the locker room, you know, we don't want to be out there unless we have to be out there on Sundays.
What are some of the things you talk about needing to get open to help Teddy? What are some of the things you have to do to get open more?
Oh, man, just, you know, getting off the line. You know, if a DV get in your face, you know, show them who's boss, you know, and get them off, you know, better routes, you know, and just little things like that, man. There's always the little things that matter. So, you know, doing little things like that to help Teddy out, you know, big.
So is 2 Minute Teddy catching on, or is Teddy Two Gloves more of the nickname that's catching on?
We can call him Teddy Two anything. It really don't matter. You know, Teddy's going to get the job done, you know, and then that's how we feel right now about our quarterback, and that's how we always should feel.
Thank you.
Thank you.